safe. Where on this page, if you'd like to go on your on the internet, we have this page and can everyone get those pages?
Yes, Maharaj.
Somehow or other, we're not able to get Franco and Angela. We sent something on the chat, but you're not able to receive it. We sent the web pages that we're reading from.
Thank you very much.
Did you see that? Did you get that?
Yes, I am on the internet. When you send me any link or anything, I can look this. Thank you.
Okay. Sushan Prabhu, are they on the chat list?
You, who, Maharaj?
Branko and Angela?
I think I did. Oh, just a minute, Maharaj. Maybe Angela not added yet.
Oh.
I've added now, Maharaj.
Both?
Yes, Maharaj.
I don't see Branko there.
Maharaj, you cannot see?
No.
Just finish Branko. Okay, Maharaj, I'm adding it.
Anyhow, all right. So we're reading from Shikshastakam. Now you have that link? Did you send that link to them?
Yes, Maharaj. Just now I sent them.
Okay. We're reading from the Shikshastakam. If you go to that link, you can see the words there. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschitade Satarane Om Agina Timirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Miditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadarhar Shri Vasadi Gauravaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Cheto Darpanam Marjanam, Baba Mahadvagni Nirvapanam, Sreyakkaira Vichandrika Vitaranam, Vidyavaru Jeevanam, Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam, Pratipadam Purnamitas Vardhanam, Sarvatmasnapanam Param, Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam Nam Nam Makari Bahudani Jasarva Shaktis Tatrarpitani Amitaksmarane Nakala Etadrisha Tavakripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durudaiva Midrisham Yajani Nanuraga Janarapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Nadanam Najanam Nasundaram Kavitam Vajagadish Kamahe Mama Janmani Janmanishvare Bhavatad Bhaktir Hoitaki Twai Ai Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Mam Vishame Bhavam Budho Kripaya Tava Pada Pankaja Shtita Duli Sadrisam Vichintaya Nayanam Galara Sudharaya Varanam Gadgadarudaya Gira Pulakara Nichitam Vapukada Tava Namagrahameva Vishti Yugai Itam Nimeshena Chakshusha Bravisha Itam Shunai Itam Jagat Sarvam Govindavirahename Vasli Shiva Pararatam Panashtumam Adarshanam Mamahatam Karotuva Yata Tata Yatva Vididanti Lampato Mat Prananatas Tu Sevanapara. Sushin Prabhu?
Yes, Maharaj.
Would you like to read the English?
Yes, Maharaj. First one, Maharaj?
Yes.
Glory to Sri Krishna Sankirtana, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditioned life, of defeated birth and death. This Sankirtana movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious.
Thank you. Now, can Branko read? Can you read the English on the next one?
Yes, I have opened this link and this original and English translation.
English translation.
Okay. Yes, I have both. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Can you read that, number two?
Yes, yes. Oh, my Lord, your whole name alone can render all benediction to living beings, and thus you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental energy. There are not even hard and fast rules for chanting these names. Oh, my Lord, out of kindness, you enable us to easily approach you by your holy names. But I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jagannath, would you like to read the next one? Can you hear us?
Three?
Jagannath is the next one on our our list.
Yes.
Is he there?
Yes. No, I'm not open.
I'm talking, Branko Prabhu, I'm talking to another participant. His
yes?
name is Jagannath. Is Jagannath
okay.
there?
Jagannath Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
Can't hear.
Jagannath Prabhu, can you
Can't speak, maybe.
Maybe Maharaj cannot speak.
All right. Surendu Prabhu, maybe you can read the next one. Number three.
Okay, Maharaj.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Yes, Maharaj, number three. One should chant the holy name of Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and should be ready to offer all respect to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of Lord constantly.
Oh, thank you very much, Prabhu.
Thank you.
And Sushan Prabhu?
Yes, Maharaj.
Can you be fourth?
Yes, Maharaj. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth.
Yes. And, Branko, can you read number five? Number
yes.
five, can you read that one?
Yes.
Number five.
Okay. O son, O Maharajnanda, I am your eternal servitor. Yes, somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of atoms at your lotus feet.
Oh, thank you very much. And Shivendu, number six.
Yes, Maharaj. Oh, my Lord, when will my eyes be decorated with tears of love flowing constantly when I chant your holy name? When will my voice choke up and when will the hairs of my body stand on end at the recitation of your name.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, Govinda, feeling your separation, I am considering your moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I am feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. I know no one but Krishna as my Lord, and he shall remain so, even if he handles me roughly by his embrace, or makes me brokenhearted by not being present before me. He is completely free to do anything and everything, for he is always my worshipful Lord, unconditionally. All right. Now we're going to read from the next webpage, that the next link that we sent, mahaprabhunet.com/bhagvatam2.html. Do you have that page, that link?
Yes, Maharaj.
Yes, that one. So if you go down to the middle, lower middle part of the page and find the title, the heading, it says Created Possession of Divine Excellence. Created Possession of Divine Excellence. Some noise is coming from the microphone. Whose microphone?
I think Jagannath. Jagannath's microphone. Not Shivan. Jagannath, can you mute Jagannath, your microphone, please? Jagannath Prabhu, can you mute your microphone, please?
All right.
Not it.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Oh. Good. I think I will explain him. Then we can continue.
All right. So the created possession of divine excellence. Did everyone find that? A section, Created Possession of Divine Excellence, is just after Order of Classification of Extension of Divine Personality, and before Swarup Shakti is the predominated absolute.
Yes, I got it.
You have that, okay?
Yes.
Franco, do you see that part?
Sorry, my family just prepared for coming from home, and I'm...
Okay, you are busy with them. It's okay, we understand.
5 minutes, 10, I'll be free.
Okay, no problem, Prabhu. You'll take care of your family.
Thank you.
All right, Created Possession of Divine Excellence. Sri Krishna is possessed of 64 divine excellences called Aprakrita Gunas. Sri Narayan, the supreme object of reverential worship, possesses 60 of the full perfections of divine excellence. So do you know the difference between Hari Bol Shravanan Prabhu? Do you know the difference between Krishna and Narayan? Can anyone tell me?
Maharaj?
Yes?
Actually, Krishna is original Narayan, and Krishna is original, actually, you know, from Krishna's, actually, you know, these three energies.
Can you connect Sarvan again? He said he lost his connection.
Oh, I've started to connect him. Let me connect again, Maharaj. Connecting, Maharaj.
Okay. Then, what are you saying again?
Maharaj, actually, you know, this as you were discussing that day, Maharaj, actually in Chaitanya, teachings of Lord Chaitanya Maharaj, so Krishna has this, you know, different, you know, like Saktavya Savatar, and then, you know, this different, you know, that is expansions and expansions of expansions. And
right.
Actually, in that, actually, you know, Krishna is the origin of all Narayans, actually, you know.
This, yes.
So he's the original, actually, Narayan, actually.
Huh.
So actually, from him, first expansion Baladev, and then Chaturvyuha.
Yes.
Those are all, you know, from them, many Narayan forms also, you know.
Come. Yes, yes, yes. So, but what is the difference? How does one get to the Narayan platform, and how does one get to the Krishna platform?
Maharaj, actually,
What is the difference in the process of getting to that level?
Maharaj, actually, I heard, Maharaj, up till now, I came to know that, you know, this, you know, opulent service, Maharaj, like serving with, you know, like, you know, what you can say, with, you know, like ornaments and with, you know, like opulent, you know, worship and also this lordship, Maharaj, like, you know, thinking he's the supreme and then actually, you know, like different, you know, what you can say, relation, this exchange is, you know, is different. Then the Krishna is more, what you can say, intimate, that relation is. And then, you know.
Yes, that's what this sentence is saying. If you read what we just read, this sentence, you can see here, are you saying, Krishna is possessed of 64 divine excellences, and they are called the Prakriti Gunas, where Sri Narayan is the supreme object of reverential worship. That word reverential is very important. Reverential means that you are worshipping Narayan as having so many opulences. So you approach him with great reverence. But he possesses only 60 of the perfections of divine excellence. 60 out of the 64. Krishna has 64. And you approach Krishna in a more not so reverential, but you approach him as your buddy, as your friend, even as your son, whom you can chastise.
Yes.
Or as your most intimate beloved. So reverence is not counted there. Sometimes even the gopis, they are cursing Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're a so nasty person. You're a rascal person. You have left us. You've taken our hearts and now you have left us alone. What kind of nasty person will do something like that? They're criticizing him. No reverence is there.
Yes,
ma'am. With Narayan, however, there's always reverential approach. He is God and worshipful by everyone. Of course, Krishna is also like that. But somehow in the transcendental sphere, that reverence is crossed as higher than reverence, not lower than reverence, however. That one has to go there by the reverential path first and to get to that higher platform above reverence. Otherwise, it will be offense not to revere Krishna. So we were talking before about this Adhoksaja and Aprakrita methods. The Adhoksaja method belongs to Narayan, approach to Narayan, the opulent reverential approach. Adhoksaja, who is inconceivable and beyond all of our abilities to approach. Thus, we must approach with great humility and submission and surrender. But the Aprakrita method is different. In the Aprakrita method, one sees that everything is already connected with Krishna. There's a Paramahamsa stage, and who simply utilizes everything in the service of the Lord. This is a different mentality. Anyhow, so there's these distinctions, and there's 64 qualities, and the 60 qualities of Narayan, they're all mentioned in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and I think they're also giving in the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada's books. You can study all those qualities. Then, Brahma and Rudra, who wield the delegated powers of mundane creation and destruction, possess 55 excellences. but not in their full divine measure. Individual souls, jivas, possess 50 of the excellences of Krishna in an infinitesimal measure. These concrete details are revealed by the Puranas and in the works of the Goswamis. So Rudra or Shiva possesses how many excellencies?
55.
And they're not in the full measure of Krishna. And the individual souls possess 50, only 50 of those qualities, but in an infinitesimal portion. So all the qualities that are in Krishna, as his parts and parcels, the living entities also have those qualities in them, but in infinitesimal portion. So we find that the living entity also has intelligence and beauty and strength and so many, and wealth and all those things, but in an infinitesimal degree compared to Krishna. Then, the clue to the supreme excellences of the personality of Sri Krishna is supplied by the principle of rasa, which is defined by Sri Rupa as that ecstatic principle of concentrated deliciousness that is tasted by Sri Krishna and in sequel reciprocated by the serving individual soul on the plane that transcends mundane thought. So generally when we hear the word rasa, we immediately think of ourselves, what kind of taste there is for us in that relationship with Krishna. I want that taste, that rasa with Krishna. People are ordinarily thinking like that. But Rupa Goswami undermines that whole mentality. And he says rasa is what is felt by Krishna. Krishna can taste rasa. Rasila Akila Rasamrita Murti. He is tasting all kinds of rasas, relishing all kinds of relationships with his devotees. And then we are tasting. Because he is tasting, we are tasting. That is the correct ontology. Because he is enjoying, we are enjoying. Just like the hand doesn't enjoy the food directly. The hand enjoys the food by giving it to the mouth. Then the pleasure goes to the hand. That is the correct ontology. The Maya mentality is that I am the enjoyer directly. That is wrong. That conception will lead to Mrityulok. That is the mortal mentality. That will be taken from you once, one day. That kind of mentality, that kind of enjoyment, you will have to be ripped from that at the time of death. But the Amrit, the eternal nectar, that is when we become wholesale converted to the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. And through him only, we are getting the remnants of prasad. We are tasting that. That is the real nectar and the eternal nectar. So this deliciousness that is tasted by Sri Krishna, and then in sequel, it means consequently, then reciprocated by the individual serving soul on a plane that is above all mundane imagination and thinking. Don't try to think about, some people are trying to practice that kind of madhurya or other kinds of rasa from this plane. And simply they are getting imagination, creating with their imagination that they are somehow dancing with Krishna in rasa lila. That will never be comparable to the genuine thing that is obtained only through surrender to Krishna, service to Krishna, enjoyment of Krishna, and through that enjoyment of the Lord, that we get some taste of what is spiritual life. So Sri Krishna is the figure in himself of the whole compass of the nectarian principle of rasa, Akila Rasamrita Murti. The figure of Krishna excels all other aspects of the divine personality by being the supreme repository of all the rasas. That's the meaning of Akila Rasamrita. Murti means the form. So, Swarup Shakti is the predominated absolute. Now, there are two aspects of the absolute, predominator and predominated. So the predominator is who?
Krishna.
God.
Yes. Predominated is Krishna. The male figure is considered the predominating aspect, and the predominated aspect is the female figure of Radharani. Swarup Shakti means Radha. Jiva also is in that category of Radharani, of the Shakti. Jiva Shakti is also Shakti, like Radharani is Swarup Shakti. The Jiva is also Shakti, part of that energy. The energy. Shakti means the energy. Now, the energy is what? Energy means that it's subordinate or predominated by what? By what is producing the energy. The energy can't be more powerful than what is producing the energy. That's like the sun. What is the sun? What is the energy of the sun called? The sunshine.
Yeah, yeah.
The sunshine is the energy of the sun. But the sunshine doesn't have any independent existence. It won't be there. If the sun isn't there, then sunshine is finished. So the sun is the independent source of the sunshine. Sunshine is depending on the sun for its existence. So it is said that the sunshine is dependent or predominated by the sun. Sun is generating the energy, and the energy that it generates, that is the sunshine. It's coming out from that generator. Just like in the electrical station, power station, there is the generator, the dynamo is working in hydroelectric power. You have the dynamo that's turning under the influence of the water. And that turning, that dynamo, is producing what? Electricity. And the electricity is being pumped through all the wires, the high-tension wires, to the houses in so many different places. So if you stop the dynamo, if you stop the generator, then what happens? All the electricity will stop flowing. So the electricity, the energy that is coming from the dynamo, is dependent upon the dynamo, the producer of the energy. And like that. So Krishna is the producer of all energy, is the source, the Shaktiman. Shaktiman means the possessor of energy. And the Shakti is that energy itself. So that is the relation. And from an impersonal point of view, as the relation. An impersonal conception. Right? We talk about energy and dynamo like that is an impersonal conception. But like that, we can try to understand what is the relationship between Radha and Krishna. Is something like that. Possessor of energy, and Radharani is his energy, his Shakti. But these are all personal. From the absolute platform, they're all personal. So Krishna's energy and Krishna are all personal. The dynamo is personal and the energy is personal. And that personal energy coming from the personal Supreme Lord is called Swarup Shakti. And this is what this is going to talk about now. So the supreme possessor of power, Sri Krishna, is inseparably coupled with his Antaranga Shakti, or power inhering in his own proper figure. Srimad Bhagavatam refers to the service of a particular gopi, one who is fully eligible for the service of Sri Krishna, being preferred by Sri Krishna to those of all other gopis. In other words, Swarupa, or Antaranga Shakti, is one and all perfect. She is the predominated absolute. She has her own specific figure, namely that of Sri Radhika. The two aspects of Swarup Shakti, namely Tatastha Shakti and Maya, or Bahiranga Shakti, reveal themselves reveal themselves in the intermediate and outer regions of the divine figure. Jivas, or individual souls, are detachable infinitesimal emanations of the Tathasta Shakti, sharing the essence of the plenary spiritual power. Individual souls appear on the borderline between the inner and outer zones of divine power. They have no loka standi in their nascent or Tathasta state. They are eternally exposed to the opposite attractions of Sarup Shakti and Maya Shakti, the two poles. Their proper affinity is with the Sarup Shakti, but they are susceptible to be overpowered by the Maya Shakti at their option. If they choose to be the subservience of Maya Shakti, they are subjected to ignorance of their proper nature, which results in confirmed aversion to the service of Sri Krishna. In this manner is brought about the deluded condition of individual souls who sojourn in the realm of Maya. The constitution of individual souls in their nascent state and the realm of Maya are comparable to the outer, penumbral, and shadowy zones respectively of the sun, while the position of Antaranga Shakti is like the inner ball of light, which is proper abode of the sun god who corresponds to Sri Krishna.
Maharaj?
What's that?
Maharaj, I want to ask, you know, this like this Jivas and this Antaranga Shakti, Maharaj, they interact when this, you know, like this, what you can say, these Jivas, these Tatasa Shaktis, when they purify, they come up of all these misconceptions. So then they have this, you know, what you can say, connection to this, you know, Swarup Shakti in the service platform.
Yes. Yes. The three energies emanating. Krishna is the source of energy, and then there are three energies that come out from him.
Maharaj, our Bhojde Prabhu wants to join Satsanga.
Oh, very nice.
Meeting, man.
There are three.
Hare Krishna, Bhojde.
Hare Krishna.
Haribol.
Dhanabad pranams, Maharaj, and all assembled devotees.
Hare Krishna, Dhanabad Prabhu. Very nice to hear from you.
Nice to hear your voice.
Yes, Prabhu. So we're describing about the three energies that come out from Krishna, the Antaranga, Tathasta, and Bahiranga. And the Antaranga is the Swarup Shakti, or Radharani, the whole inner potency of the that's emanating from Krishna is called Swarup Shakti. Krishna Prabhu wants to join. And the marginal part of the Jiva Shakti is called Tathasta, as in the Tathasta region of that energy. And then the outer portion, the Bahiranga Shakti, is also called Maya Shakti. So when the Jiva wants to engage in service, and when he takes the humble subservient position, then he enters into contact with the Antaranga Shakti. He becomes actually merged with the Swarup Shakti of the Lord, the inner potency of the Lord. Merge means not that he becomes one with Radharani, but that he is servant of Radharani. By serving the will of the supreme predominated moiety, then he becomes united with her in the service of Krishna. And by refusing to serve, he connects with the Maya Shakti. Jiva Shakti is connected with Maya Shakti, and he merges into that field of exploitation, the endeavor for achieving some separate interest from the Lord, some selfish interest. Is that clear?
Yes, Maharaj.
When he comes into that Maya Shakti, then it says here that he becomes subjected to ignorance of his proper nature, which results in aversion to the service of the Lord. And in that way, the illusion, delusion arises within the mind and heart of the soul. So individual souls are detachable, infinitesimal emanations of the marginal power located on the borderline and exposed to the opposite poles of Sarup and Maya Shakti. They are distinct from the plenary emanations, manifestations, and multiples of Sarup Shakti on the one hand and from the products of Maya Shakti on the other. So we have to picture how this is taking place. The Dashta is situated right between Sarup Shakti and Maya Shakti, and depending on whether he turns his attention towards service of the Supreme Lord and of Radharani, actually, we have to be servants of, because we are Shakti, we can't serve Krishna directly. We are servants of the servant, our servants of Radharani. That is the real conception of Vaishnavism. And Radharani is the servant of Krishna. She can serve him. She's the full potency. She has the fullest power to serve Krishna. And indirectly through her service, we can serve. Anyhow, we can go in that direction. And the other direction is the turning attention to the Maya, to the sense of our own independence from that service mood, and where we become the Lord. We're looking for service for ourselves. So the individual soul in his marginal position is confronted with the alternative of choice between subservience to the plenary power. Plenary means the full power. Sometimes there's portions of the plenary power, and sometimes there's the full. So this is called subservience to the plenary power on the one hand, and apparent domination over the deluding power on the other. When he chooses the latter, he forgets his relationship of subservience to the inner power and his subservience to Sri Krishna through such subserviency. It is never possible for the conditioned soul to understand the nature of the service of Sri Krishna that is rendered by his inner power. There is therefore a categorical distinction between the function of the individual souls and the inner power, even on the plane of service. Superficial readers of the commentary of Sridhar Swami on the Bhagavatam are liable to miss the importance of this distinction, which has not been explicitly stated by the commentator. If any person is led to suppose the function of the individual souls to be identical with that of the inner power on the strength of the brevity of Sridhar, he is liable to fall into the error of philanthropism.
What is this? We can't understand, Maharaj.
Okay, so that what he's saying is that if we think we are giving service, that we can serve the Supreme Lord, then we become the source of giving pleasure to others.
Mm-hmm.
That I have the power within me, the potency within me to serve. Then this is called, this is what they call philanthropy. Philanthropist thinks I can help other people, I can give them some benefit in their life through my supply of wealth. Mm-hmm. So if the living entity approaches the Supreme Lord with that mentality, then he misses the opportunity for understanding what is the absolute truth. Because what is our position? Our position is only that we can serve the inner potency of the Lord. We can serve Radharani. And she can please Krishna. I can't do that. I am finite. I am infinitesimal. She is infinite. She is the same as Krishna, only the counterpart. And only she can satisfy Krishna. And it's not only leads to philanthropism, but it also leads to sahajism if we don't understand that properly. I was explaining the others, the living entity can think, I can engage in a rasa dance with Krishna and enjoy rasa lila. That becomes a misconception. And, some people are practicing that in Vrindavan. They find that some people dress up as gopis and they think they can engage in that way and remembering Krishna and his pastimes with the gopis, and they are relishing, so-called relishing that activity. and they think in that way they are developing love.
And Maharaj, you were telling in past that, you know, such mentalities, if one develops, then he cannot give it up because he's getting some, you know, what he can say, taste.
He's getting some taste from that, very high taste, from his imagination, however. Only coming from the imaginary plane, the plane of the mind. It is not coming from the plane of spirit. Plane of spirit is much higher, but that can only be achieved through utter surrender, complete service, complete subservience, giving self-forgetfulness, and focusing attention completely on his master, his mistress, supreme mistress, of whom he is the menial servant. Actually, the Siddhanta of Vaishnavism, of our Gaudiya Vaishnavism, is not Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is the initial stage, but the ultimate Siddhanta, the conclusion of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, is called Radha Dasya. Radha Dasya means that we are the servant of Radharani. In the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, Radha holds a higher position than even Krishna. We want to serve Radharani. And only because she has some interest in Krishna, we also have. Something like that. Sridhar Maharaj was telling us. So it's a very high conception, but it's essential to understand is this is actually the most important point. And failure to understand this point can lead to much misconception. Missing the point. Missing the whole nectar that is there. So Mahaprabhu taught Dasu Dasana Das. Don't try to become direct servant of Krishna. Try to become the servant of his servant. Then you are really entering into service. Not that you try, I'm serving Krishna, I have no time for anyone else. No, that won't work.
Maharaj, actually,
so neither should,
actually, Maharaj,
yes,
actually, you know, like, you know, people, like, you know, sometime, you know, a soul try to do so many things, then how we identify that, you know, this is actually, you know, I am doing service, like, you know, it is my service is being in proper, you know, direction.
Yes, and only by the grace of the spiritual master, pure devotee, that we can have service proper. Understand? Otherwise, how do we know? We can't serve, but we have our worship of our spiritual master, and we think he is serving, and I can serve him. There's some echo. There's some echo over there. Somehow my words are being echoed.
Yes, Maharaj, somewhere some echo is coming. Can somebody check? I think the microphone boost is flickered somewhere. Now it is stopped, I think, Maharaj.
Yes, I hope so.
Little bit.
No. Maybe someone is using of speakers instead of headphones.
Maybe, Maharaj.
Who was that? Gaur Chandra?
Yes, Maharaj.
Are you using speakers? Are you using speakers?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay, that's what's causing the problem. You have to mute your microphone, Prabhu.
Okay, Maharaj.
All right. Hare Krishna. Haribol. Yes, that's better.
Little bit.
What to do?
I think the devotees can check their, you know, this sound option. If the microphone boost is, you know, clicked.
Hare Krishna Maharaji.
Hare Bol, Krishna Prabhu.
Dhanat Pranam.
Dhanavaj.
Yeah, Maharaji, this mute option can be clicked.
Everyone can click the mute option also in the Skype. There's a mute option. Yes, Maharaj, now it's stopped.
Okay.
Again, it is coming, Maharaj.
Yes.
Somebody has not yet clicked the mute, I think.
Anyhow, the reticence of Sridhar Swami has been supplied by the Achintya Beta Beta Tattva system. propounded by Mahaprabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya in the works of Sri Rup Sanatan Jiva and Krishnadas Kaviraj and the commentaries of Sri Vishwanath Chakrabarti. The subject of the working of the inner power and the individual soul has been treated in all its details in pursuance of the Achintya Beda Beda Tattva doctrine. This constitutes the most distinctive contribution of Gaudiya Vaishnavism to the cause of pure theism. The clue to the comparative study of the working of power on the transcendental plane is supplied by the account of the Rasa dance in Srimad Bhagavatam. The system of Shuddhadvaita is not incompatible with Gaudiya Vaishnavism in spite of its reticence on this particular aspect. Neither Ramanuja or Madhva has treated the subject of the functioning of power in such elaborative manner. So we can see that this understanding of the service of Radharani has not been properly understood, even by the other Vaishnava sects. It makes all the difference between our Sampradaya and the other Sampradayas, this service of Srimati Radharani. Because even Madhva and Ramanuja, they are emphasizing the service of Krishna or Narayan directly.
Yes.
Isn't it? Right? They're all recommending the service of Krishna directly. Only the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are teaching and that there is a Chintya Beda Beda Tattva. Don't think that by worshipping the devotee of Krishna, you are not also worshipping Krishna. You are. But indirectly, on the Abheda. Abheda. Abheda means difference. From the difference of the difference, although there's a difference between Krishna and his devotee, there is also no difference. By worshipping the devotee, you are not losing anything. As far as the worship of Krishna is concerned, you are worshiping Krishna, but in a more concrete way, actually in the most concrete way, and the true, and the most elaborate.
Maharaj, you were telling actually in past, like, you know, once I was hearing that Krishna is infinite and we are all finite, so we cannot directly worship Krishna. So Krishna comes as finite form in the form of devotee.
Exactly. When the infinite wants to come in touch with the finite, he appears as Guru. Yes. Guru means the infinite is coming down to the finite in a way that the finite can touch the infinite. Can come in touch with the infinite is through Guru. That is the point of contact between the infinite and the finite. So when the individual soul chooses the alternative of unreserved subservience to the inner power, he has access to the service of the untampered personality of the Absolute. The Kaivalya state mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, the state of unalloyed devotion, the untampered personality of the Absolute. This is also explained in that sense in Sridhar Swami's commentary. This unalloyed service, which was promulgated by the school of Vishnu Swami, to which Sridhar Swami belongs, forms the basic of the teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's those people who read Sridhar Swami's commentary and do not know the inner meaning of the service of Krishna that he was teaching. They do not know the inner meaning, this hidden meaning. That the service of Krishna is possible only through the service of Radharani, they will miss the point. They will misunderstand. So therefore, the Vaishnava Guru is necessary to bring out this point. Otherwise, they become like the Mayavads, actually. And for that reason, we don't worship the great mystic like what's her name? Mirabai. You know Mirabai?
Mm-hmm.
You all heard of Mirabai, right? In India, she is very well known. But we don't worship her as a Vaishnava.
Because, Maharaj, actually I heard that, you know, Mirabai has a conception to merge in the body.
No. Well, not exactly. But it's similar to merging in the sense that in her songs, she had so many songs of Krishna and she was always singing. always thinking only about Krishna. So one would think she is a great Vaishnava, why not? But in her songs we never find any mention of the devotee of Krishna. And that is the Gaudiya Vaishnava teaching. You see? If there's no mention of the devotee, of the service of the devotee, then we don't accept that as proper Siddhanta. That is almost like merging only Krishna and elimination of all other things. That is similar to Mayavad. Only Mayavad may be impersonalist, but in the same way, if you say, yes, there's Krishna, but there's no one else, that Krishna doesn't have any activities with anyone else, then how can that be Krishna? How can that be a person? Our Krishna has a mother, father, sweetheart, friends, servants, so many things. That is person. So if we eliminate all those relationships, then what is the question of the Supreme Person? Yeah, so, well, I think I told once the story that devotees of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, one time they were going out in South India somewhere, they were traveling, and they met one man who was worshipped by all the people of a particular town. And they went to that man and they could see he was chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. And constantly the name of Krishna was coming from his mouth, from his lips, and tears were pouring from his eyes as he was chanting Krishna. And the whole town, they were worshipping this man as a great Krishna Bhakta. And so those disciples of Saraswati Thakur, they took him to Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada. Oh, Prabhupada, we have found this very wonderful devotee. We want you to meet him. Prabhupada said, yes, bring. And he brought him. And he asked him only one question. So you are Krishna Bhakta? Then through whom does your service to Krishna go? He asked him. Through whom does your service to Krishna go? And that man answered, no one. I go directly. I'm directly in connection. Oh, okay. Then he told, go take some prasad. And they took him and down he went for some prasad. Then later those devotees came, Maharaj, what do you think? Oh no, he is not Vaishnava, he said. They were thinking he was great devotee and he said no. He doesn't worship, he doesn't have any devotee that he is serving, then we don't accept him. So very strict understanding of that, what our conception is, Gaudiya Vaishnava conception is, and must include the servant of Krishna if we are to really be devoted to Lord. That when was that story? Bhojadeva, maybe you know that story of Shiva or Shiva?
Which one, Maharaj?
When they were, who was it that was asking? Oh, Parvati, I think, was upset because they were glorifying the service of Narayan. And now I can't remember how that goes. But then she was thinking, I am only serving Lord Shiva. And they were glorifying the service of Narayan so highly. And she was feeling somehow left, you know, that she was in an inferior position. But then she heard one verse that, no, the service of the Lord's devotees, that the Lord is pleased more by the service of the devotees than direct service to himself. And then she became happy. Oh, now I am serving Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva is serving Krishna, then I am also in a good position. I am doing the right thing. I am doing the right thing. The highest thing, actually, because Krishna himself said, "No, that the service of myself is not so pleasing to me as the service of the devotee who is serving me." I found in the Srimad Bhagavatam that verse. I can't remember that. So, exclusive monists imagine that the figure of the object of worship exists only in the mundane world, and that the final position that The final position there is also no activity of worship. In other words, they deny the possibility of the Leela, or the eternal transcendental activities of Sri Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam flatly denies this groundless contention in the most explicit terms. There is total absence of all mundane reference in the transcendental activity of Shuddha Bhakti. Exclusive monists deny the possibility of the total absence of all mundane reference in transcendental manifestation. It is absurd to class Sridhar Swami, who is the standard commentary of transcendental Leela described in Bhagavatam, with the exclusive monists who deny the very possibility of transcendental activity. So the word activity is not expressive of Leela. It corresponds to Kriya, or mundane activity. There's making a distinction between the word activity and Leela.
Yes.
Activity in Sanskrit is translated as Kriya, or mundane activity, and Leela is something else. Transcendental activity has neither beginning nor end. So there is, of course, relativity in Leela, but it is not the unwholesome relativity of the mundane activity or Kriya. The notion that Leela can have an end or termination is due to ignorant confusion between the conceptions of Leela and Kriya. Shuddha Bhakti belongs to the category of Leela. In Vrindavan, the gopis serve Sri Krishna by unconditional amorous love. The super excellence of this service cannot be admitted if the absolutely wholesome nature of all unalloyed activity on the plane of Raja is disbelieved on principle by one's ignorant, perverse judgments. The function of conditioned souls is of two kinds. The function that is provided by the Varnashram system or conditioned souls is not opposed to Shuddha Bhakti. Srimad Bhagavatam has treated the Varnashram system from the point of view of unalloyed devotion. Thereby it has provided an intelligent way of viewing the situation of conditioned souls during their sojourn to the mundane world. The spiritual value of the Varnashram system is due to the fact that it admits the possibility of the activity of conditioned souls being endowed with reflected spiritual quality by being directed towards the unalloyed service of the Absolute on the transcendental plane. It is the purpose of the Varnashram regulation to impart this direction to the activity of the conditioned souls. The crucial nature of this theistic purpose of the Varnashram arrangement is fully treated in Srimad Bhagavatam. It is not explicitly treated in any other Shastric work. Well, what that is saying is that there are two Daivi Varnashram and there is the mundane Varnashram. There's the transcendental Varnashram system and there's the Varnashram system that is meant for regulating the material, the mundane plane. So one who observes the Varnashram on the transcendental platform and one who observes it on the mundane platform out of duty, these are two different things. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is told it accepts the arrangement of Varnashram, but that is on the transcendental platform. And we don't find that treatment, that transcendental treatment of Varnashram in any other scripture except for the Bhagavatam. That's what that is telling us. So Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, is the great exponent of the unalloyed spiritual function of all souls in his highest developed state. His teaching is identical with that of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is in agreement with the principle of Kaivalya of Shuddhadvaita school, to which Sridhar Swami belongs. But the Kaivalya exclusivism of the Bhagavatam is wholly different from the conception emerging in the Brahman of impersonalistic Kevala Dvaitavad. Huh? Who is that?
Maharaj, this actually our Lala Krishna Ram Prabhu. Laldi boss.
Prabhu?
Alright.
Yes, Maharaj, Laldi boss. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Dhanavad. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Dhanavad.
And that's.
So we are. So I think we are finished now with the reading. We started at 7:30. Now it's 8:40. I think we should end. So this way we don't delay everyone in their duties for today. Lord Krishna is calling me. I have to tell him.
I'm waiting him, Maharaj, to hear.
A little rambunctious. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much all for coming.
Thank you, Maharaj.
For coming here today. Yes, Dhanavad Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol, thank you, Hare Krishna. It's very nice having you today with our satsang. We thank you very much for being here. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, bro. I am feeling very lucky to come here, bro.
Yes, Prabhu.
I'm feeling very lucky to come to the satsang, bro. Hare Krishna.
Yes. We are very happy to have you here. And Devashish, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Gaurav Chandra. Shravanan.
Yes, Maharaj.
Haribol, Dhanavad, yes, and Suvendu Prabhu. Just wanted to say Hare Krishna. Dhanavad.
Dhanavad.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
All glories to Bhakti Madhav Puri Maharaj ki jai.
All glories to all glories.
Bhakti Puri Maharaj ki jai.
Hare Krishna, all glories to all the devotees. Haribol.
Haribol,
Lord Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Gaurav Prabhu.
Revol.
Gaurav Prabhu.